As we've seen, it isn't always easy to estimate the rate or the magnitude of extinction. But why is that? What sort of problems do you suspect may appear when trying to compare the extinction rates of the past with those of the present or future? Well, first, estimates of extinction rates in the past are based on the fossil record and have uncertainties in the scale of millions of years. Radiocarbon dating is only used to estimate the age of remnants up to 70,000 years old or so. Beyond that, relative or radiometric dating methods for rocks and fossils have errors in the tens of thousands to even millions of years. This makes it very hard to compare to our current rates of extinction, where we're interested in extinction rates on the scales of decades to centuries. Second, data exist for only a subset of species. Estimates of species diversity from the past are limited to species that can be fossilized, like benthic mollusks and other shelled organisms, while current estimates of extinction are mostly limited to larger, well-studied species like mammals and birds. Information for small-size organisms is scarce. This problem is compounded by the fact that most species on Earth have yet to be described, and even of the described species, only 6% of them have had their population sizes assessed by the IUCN to even know if they're increasing or decreasing. Lastly, imminent extinctions may be hard to detect. In other words, we may be caught by surprise when a species goes extinct because we weren't expecting it to happen. This can occur with long-lived organisms like trees, where unreproductive adults, many of them, may remain living for years but not reproducing. These are sometimes referred to as the living dead. So they're present on the landscape, but they're gradually dying out without replacing themselves, resulting in an extinction lag. The extinction lag is the time it takes for individuals alive today to all die out. When you consider that there may be many species of living dead, alive but not reproducing, we may have quite an accumulation of as-yet-undetected extinctions, something conservationists call the extinction debt.